Irene Lansinger. I'm the second vice president of the BC Teachers Federation, and it's my pleasure to be up here to introduce a couple of people to make some closing comments, to have the draw for, I'm afraid, the three Oldsmobiles that Barry promised you have turned into five, either t-shirt or bag. You can pick what you want. And I'll give you some very specific instructions about how to increase your chances of winning those prized bags or t-shirts. First of all, though, I want to thank you, as many people have, for coming together to share your commitment to public education. We've certainly heard a variety of views. We haven't agreed on everything. I think it's fair to say that there's actually a diverse group of people represented in this room, including a diverse spectrum of political positions. But we do share, all of us, a passionate commitment to public education and a belief that we need to protect and defend that public education system for the benefit of students, for our children and our grandchildren. And it is our task now to take that shared commitment out into our communities and build alliances to continue that work of defending and protecting public education. So I thank you for starting that. Coming out of our conference last year, there were several community alliances that formed, and if a few more formed this year, we've really done our job and achieved the purpose of this conference. So I would encourage you to go out and get that work done. I think it's fitting that while we're a diverse group in this room, and no single group except for one is more important than the other, I think we do have a group in this room who are the most important, and those are the students. And so, and they're sort of really why the rest of us are here, right? So I think it's very fitting that we have asked two students to close the session, and so we're going to call on them to make some closing comments. So now I'd like to introduce Benjamin Chung. who's going to give me some advice on how to get that kind of applause when I get up to speak. Who's a grade 12 student at JN Burnett, who's going to be the first speaker to make some closing comments.